Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Fred, and now Steve Jordahl. Pardon me.
Good morning, Tim, and everybody else. I'd ask how you're doing, but apparently not too well.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Yes, sir.
Formally introduce you.
Yes, sir.
And Ray Pritchard, raised in Kansas City. We're in Tupelo. And again, we thank you for listening. So, Steve.
Yes, sir.
What is your first story?
Let's talk about what's going on at Meta, which is the parent company at Facebook. Their board of content moderation has ruled that the phrase "from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free" is not hate speech, and therefore will not be censored or from its platform.
We mentioned that yesterday. Didn't we? Or did we not?
The decision was just made yesterday.
Well, we might. I don't know. Did we get it in time to? Did we know it before the?
Well, maybe we didn't, but I know we mentioned it in our story meeting, so maybe we didn't.
Story meeting, yeah.
But go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, the content board has said that the River to the Sea ruling, it's that it doesn't really mean that a destruction of Israel. It's just a slogan that kids are saying on campus these days. It does mean that. And so they are going to go ahead and allow that on their platform. And the only concern is if this is a signal to other groups like Antifa or BLM that they're going to be allowed to organize actual protests and coordinate strategy and move to action on Facebook. They'll allow that. That's one of the concerns that I've heard.
Is that it?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no question that phrase has to do with we want to wipe Jews off the face of the earth. And now what the board of directors there at Meta, the umbrella group for Facebook, is saying, we don't think that's hate speech. So go ahead. Put it out there.
All right. Next story.
All right. This is Colorado. This is an Alliance Defending Freedom case out of Colorado. The Jefferson County School District, JEFCO, which is the school district that encompasses Denver proper, all of Denver schools, is knowingly and repeatedly assigning children on its overnight trips, if it has to take an overnight trip to camp or to a sporting event or whatever, to bunk with members of the opposite sex who identify now as the same sex. So if a kid that's a boy that pretends he's a girl comes on the trip, he's going to be roomed with the girls. This happened to an 11-year-old girl who's set to bunk with a trans-identifying boy, a boy that identifies as a girl. And they are not telling the parents that this is happening, although they did let the transgender parents, the parents of the transgender kid, know that was allowed, and they're allowing people that come along to chaperone. So there was another example of an 18-year-old girl who a week before had identified as a woman who's now identifying as a man. She chaperoned in a room full of 11 or 12-year-old boys, and their reaction was to change in their sleeping bags and not take a shower for their whole duration of the trip, which generally doesn't start happening until they're 13 or 14. But
so you're saying, Steve, they told everybody or are willing to tell everybody except the parents of the girls?
Yeah. The parents, yeah, it was a policy that they expressed to the transgender community and to the transgender people, but they did not let the parents of the regular kids know.
Boy, if I was the parents, I'd be marching on the school.
Alliance Defending Freedom is handling the case, yeah.
It's just, All you're doing is asking for trouble. Take a 14-year-old girl, and now she's got a room with a 15-year-old guy who's pretending that he is a girl. That's a recipe for disaster. Well, and to think they're doing this, Tim, without telling the parents of that 14-year-old girl.
I think they can be sued.
Well, they are being sued.
That's right. and lose. I think the school district.
The school district is target of the lawsuit.
What's the school district?
Jeffco, Jefferson County School District.
Where?
That's all of Denver. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think they could be liable, and I think they could lose a lot right there. I think because of that, some of these wacko woke policies are going to will change by necessity, because somebody's going to get hurt. And somebody's going to sue, and they're going to win big time.
And you know, Tim, if people want to know how come Christian school movement is burgeoning and why is homeschooling exploding across the country, it's because of insanity like this.
Yeah.
Well, it's also an election season. And if I was a parent, I would be talking to those politicians running for office, and I would ask them point blank, how do you feel about some guy who just says, I'm a girl, bunking with our daughters? How do you feel about that, Mr. Politician, Ms. Politician? And depending on their answer, you vote for them or you don't.
Yeah. I tell you another problem that I've read about, some you probably have too. In some states, the prisoners, you get a male prisoner and he's, convicted convicted before he's imprisoned. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Then they're sentenced, and then they say, oh, I'm a girl.
Yep.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm a girl. I'm changing over to be a girl. Mm-hmm. So I want to go in the girls' or the women's facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them in there.
That's right.
Have y'all heard about this?
Oh, yes.
I haven't heard about that happening in the state of Mississippi. I don't know if that's a state. I guess it would be a state penitentiary type situation, state prison. Maybe that's, but I have heard about it happening in other states, some other states.
Yep.
And these men are oftentimes incarcerated or charged with rape. It's why they're in the sent to prison in the first place. So they're already predators.
Yeah.
And they're just now putting them in there with the prey, literally.
But that's how insane some of this stuff has gotten, especially in your blue states.
Yep.
They just say, you can read about it. They say, well, I'm a girl today. I'm transitioning, so I need to be put in the women's facility.
Yep.
So then the women who are incarcerated become vulnerable, because you got dudes running around who say they're women.
Yep.
Because the insanity of this whole situation.
And we have a Biden administration that supports this. They make no apologies for this.
Yeah.
They support it.
Yeah. Don't forget that it was Biden-Harris who change the what's called the amendment. Is it Amendment 9? Title 9. Title 9, Amendment 9. Title 9. And so that's money that goes out from the federal government to the states, right?
Mm-hmm.
What Biden and Harris did, they instructed, it was the Department of Health and Human Services or Department of Education. I've forgotten which federal agency is responsible for doling out the money. But they sent a letter to all the states from Biden-Harris, basically, saying if you don't allow for transgender to compete in sports, boys to compete against girls who call themselves girls, transgenders, they should be allowed to compete against girls, what they were saying. Or use their bathrooms or showers. In other words, Biden and Harris, I'm not making this up, they're proud of this. They said to the states, if you deny transgendered total access, any access to girls' facilities or sporting teams or anything like that, we'll cut your money off.
Yeah.
We'll cut your federal money off. Now, that was, I think, wasn't there a court hearing?
It's being fought in court in various jurisdictions right now. The irony of all this is Title IX was brought in to protect girls.
Yes.
That was the initial motivation behind all of this was to protect girls. And now it's being used to jeopardize the safety of girls.
Yes.
In the name of the transgender agenda.
Yes. I like what Governor Ron DeSantis had when he got that letter from Biden and Harris saying, let boys play girls sports or we're going to cut your money off. He said one sentence, he said, Florida will not comply.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Not going to do it.
He said, we're not going to do this. And some other states did too.
Mm-hmm. I believe Texas.
In Oklahoma. Yeah, some other states did. But I just remember reading Governor DeSantis's curt reply. Florida will not comply with this insanity.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to today's issues on AFR. Next story, Steve.
The Kamala Harris honeymoon is over.
There was one?
Well, at least as far as the polls go, yes. She was the most unpopular vice president in recent memory, and as soon as she was ascended to the throne, the media started waxing eloquent about what a world changer she is and how wonderful she is. It was a remarkable turnaround, and then she had convention, and generally politicians get a bump from their convention. She really didn't at this time, but according to YouGov, in August, 70% of Democrat voters were enthusiastic about voting in the presidential election in November. 57% of Republicans felt the same way. Now, in September, that has kind of flipped. Democrats were 70%. Now they are 59% of Democrats who are excited, enthusiastic about voting. And Republicans were 57%. They've up a couple points to 60%. So what they're saying is the honeymoon, as far as the polling goes, is over. Now, the media is still trying to pump Kamala Harris up. They're doing everything they can to get her elected. But
Sean Hannity's not.
No, well, no, not all of the media, but the liberal media. So how much of an effect that'll have? Some of it's baked in. It might not have that much of an effect.
Well, you know, I think there is a realization that all this flip-flopping that Kamala Harris has done, whether it's fracking or the border, people just aren't buying it. And, Steve, you were telling us this morning about a former California Senate Majority Leader.
Yeah.
Democrat. She had a big announcement this week.
Yep. Her name, grab it out here. Her name is Gloria Romero. She is the former California Senate Majority Leader. And she had an announcement yesterday at the California Capitol, Cut 12.
In this Capitol behind me, I served as both Senate Democratic Caucus Chair and the Senate Majority Leader. But today I say goodbye. Adios. I've had enough. I am now another near lifelong Democrat who is joining the growing number of people, including key groups like Latinos, who are leaving the Democratic Party. This is not the Democratic Party that I once championed. I do not recognize it anymore. And I cannot continue. I changed my voting registration today as the sun was rising to Republican, which has, under Donald Trump, become the champion of working people, the big tent. And indeed, I will vote for Donald Trump this fall.
That's a big deal in California, which is as blue gets.
Yeah. You know, the mainstream media today is going strong on Republican Liz Cheney saying she's going to vote for Harris. I would challenge people, find out how many media outlets are doing this story.
Right. That's a good question.
You know, they keep these stories secret. But they were out there today. What is it? MSNBC was just talking about it. AP has been talking about it.
Talking about what?
Liz Cheney.
Oh, Liz Cheney.
Saying she's going to vote for Kamala Harris. But you're not seeing these stories. You're not seeing the story. There was a poll earlier this week. A greater percentage of Latinos now saying they're going to vote for Trump. You got to do a little bit of work to find these stories out. But there is a shift going on in this country. No question about it.
I got an idea where they might find some such stories.
Yes.
American Family News, if you haven't heard of it.
Yes.
AFN.net.
Yes.
All right. So we did that.
Well, you got a breaking story there.
Yeah. Is that the Hunter Biden?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it is breaking. Hunter Biden has decided, in a twist that the government did not know about, he's going to plead guilty on federal tax evasion charges that were brought to him against him by counsel David Weiss. So he previously had pleaded not guilty. They were selecting a jury and everything. I think, I'm not a lawyer, but I think a guilty plea means that the trial's not necessary anymore. Is that what happened?
That's right.
That's right. Right. Yeah, he was on trial for a scheme to avoid paying at least $1.4 million in taxes. I'm going to speculate as to why he changed his plea this morning.
Why? Why?
U.S. District Judge in charge of this is Mark Scarsi, who was appointed by President Donald Trump. That could be one reason. But also, prosecutors have let it be known that they were going to present more details of Hunter Biden's overseas dealings, which had been at the center of the Republican investigation. In other words, the special counsel's team has said it wants to tell jurors about Hunter Biden's work for a Romanian businessman who they say sought to influence U.S. government policy while Joe Biden was vice president. So we want to stop all of these details being made public through this trial. All of a sudden, Hunter Biden, just in the last hour and a half, announces he's changing his plea.
Yeah.
Could he get prison time?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we're still waiting sentencing on the other gun-related charge. Remember that? He was found guilty of lying on that form. To get the gun license.
Right. So how many years is the government is who's prosecuting him? By the way,
a guy named.
Is it an agency? What agency? Is it like a district, like a USDA or something, or what is that? who's he up against?
It's federal prosecutors.
Okay, federal prosecutors.
Yes.
Federal tax charges, so I imagine it would be...
tax evasion charge.
And yeah. They're not saying it was a plea deal.
No,
he's pleading guilty.
Yes.
Where?
Wow. They're saying that the federal prosecutor Weiss alleges that Biden, that Hunter Biden, quote, willfully failed to pay his 2016, 17, 18, 19 taxes on time, despite having access to funds to pay some of all these taxes. And that he willfully failed to file his 2017-2018 tax returns on time. This is the second time that Biden is on trial this year, stemming from charges out of the Weiss investigation.
Yeah.
He owed $1.4 million in taxes. That's a different neighborhood.
Yeah, I would like to know what the normal punishment is for that. In other words, do people actually go to prison, or do they...
Well,
tax evasion is a very serious charge. I mean,
hey, remember, Tim, this is how this is going way back, but this is how the feds brought down Al Capone. They couldn't get him on the murder, but the IRS got him on, quote, tax evasion, and that's what sent him to prison.
Okay. The average jail time for tax fraud is between 3 and 5 years.
Okay.
But the conviction in Delaware could get him up to 25 years in prison.
Can I speculate here?
You may.
Go for it.
And it's pure speculation. But I'm wondering, there would be two reasons maybe why he would plead guilty. One is he doesn't have the money to pay the lawyer's fees, and he's guilty as charged, and he knows it. He knows there's no getting out of it. So the point of going through a trial, which might subject him to other charges, who knows, and would be, it's just unnecessary. Now, there's a second thing. Well, there's two, three things here. Okay, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, Hunter Biden. Okay, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. I do know. I don't know anything about him other than what's publicly been disclosed. He may genuinely be sorry for his actions, for his life. His life of self-destruction. I've heard him talk about that some. He does realize, I'm not saying he's come to Jesus and repented of his sin and given his life to the Lord. I'm just saying I have seen him do an interview where he did express some remorse for the life of recklessness that he lived and immorality. So that could be.
Let me give a somewhat more cynical possibility.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just speculating. I'm giving him.
I am too. Okay. I don't know anything more than what we read and what we hear.
Go ahead.
So he pleads guilty. He gets his sentence. Maybe the other one, Fred, that you were talking about, maybe that gets taken care of. And before he leaves office, Joe Biden pardons his son.
Okay, I was going to say, we were tracking right there together. After I leave the naive Tim, put naive Tim over here, and where you give the benefit of the doubt on maybe he just feels bad about his life and wants to. I think that if you plead guilty to this, you don't have an ongoing trial,
right?
When his dad leaves the presidency,
mm-hmm. Right?
So. You see where I'm going with this, which is where you were going, right? So if you want to be pardoned, you need to go ahead and plead guilty. You plead guilty, then your dad, Joe Biden, when he leaves office, can, like all presidents do, they just issue a bunch of pardons for people, and he could be one of them.
Joe Biden was asked about this at one point. A reporter asked, if your son is convicted, will you pardon him? And Joe Biden said, unqualified, no, I will not. Yeah. Now, whether he follows through on that or not, it's anybody's guess. But he has said that he won't.
But Hunter Biden's, they didn't have a strong argument. They weren't arguing that he didn't pay those taxes. The argument was he didn't act willfully and with the intent because he was on drugs. He was a drug addict.
Yeah.
That was their defense.
Listen. That may be a real reason, because he was strung out on drugs for years, but that's kind of like the old ignorance is no excuse for the law.
Yeah,
you still got to obey the law. You can't say, "Well, I'm sorry, I didn't pay the taxes because I was on drugs." Well, they don't care. IRS doesn't care what reason you give. They don't have an exception in their rule book saying, "Okay, we got you." Well, it says right here, if you're strung out on drugs, you don't have to. You're not responsible for paying your taxes. No, there's nothing like that.
Well,
go ahead.
But his lawyer was going to argue that the substance abuse was related to his struggles in the 2015 death of his brother, Bo Biden. This judge in a preliminary hearing said, I'm not going to allow that argument.
Yeah. How do you prove that? And who and what does that really matter in the text, the text of the law is people. Anyway, it's just, he's also got that gun charge.
Well, he's found guilty of that.
Has he been sentenced for that yet?
No. That's the one he could get up to 25 years.
Is that a federal offense too?
It sure is. You can't lie on a application form for a gun.
He got trouble. He better hope his dad pardons him or he's going to be in jail or prison for a while.
I guess he's banking on maybe Kamala Harris becoming the next president.
It wouldn't surprise me if
why would that help him?
Trump pardon
She'll
him.
Pardon him.
Oh
yeah, maybe that's part of the deal.
I see what you're saying.
I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump pardoned him. Just
right.
It just
well, I despite what Biden said, Joe Biden, that he wouldn't pardon him, I think he would.
Yes,
I think he would. I think he was just saying that at the time to give the right answer for the media and for the public. But I think he would. I mean, presidents pardon all kind of people.
For all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, going out the door.
That's right.
Because there's no consequence to them politically. All right, thank you for listening, everybody. Fred, thank you.
You bet.
Steve.
My pleasure.
Ray.
Yes, thank you, Tim.
And our thanks to Chris and Jenna and also Brent Creeley, our producer. So take care, everybody. See you tomorrow.